Information that makes a difference. Good mornings with Chris Oakes on 1330 WFIN and WFIN.com.
It is all about music this hour. Coming up, we have tickets to the youth theater production of Godspell this weekend. Matter of fact, these are for the Saturday evening performance, these tickets. So stay by the phone for your chance to win. Youth Theater putting on Godspell this weekend. That's a great show. Also in this hour, it's great food, it's great music. You're invited to come soothe your soul at the 21st Annual Soul Shine Blues Festival. Terry Mercer, First Step, is going to be with us with a preview. She always joins us each year about this time, talking about soul shine. I tell you, that is one form of music that tells some incredible stories, doesn't it? And with that in mind, we kind of segue into this on this Thursday morning. By the way, the 22nd day of September already, first day of fall, hard to believe. Over the years on this program, we have featured some very unique books, and this one, I think, certainly falls into that category, and that is not a bad thing by any stretch. This is called Stories of Music. It is all about the power of music in its various forms to provide healing and hope in cultures around the world. Holly Tripp is the author, and Holly, I've heard of books being turned into musicals. You've actually turned music into a book in this case, and it is something of an interactive book, which is really cool.
It is, yes. It's not only written stories. You have essays, you have poetry, you have photography, but you also have video and audio recordings. And it's a little unusual, but there's a web edition that goes along with the print book that mm-hmm. allows people to experience those pieces.
Yeah, and within the pages of the book, there are QR codes that you can scan with your smartphone and go right to the pieces that each story is talking about, which is really interesting. One of the things that I like about this is that there are a lot of different types of music that many folks maybe aren't necessarily exposed to on a regular basis.
That's right. There are authors and artists from all over the world that are a part of this book, so it's very exciting to be able to represent all kinds of different music.
Yeah, it goes way beyond, you know, the chart hits that we talk about. This is really world music in its true form. And what inspired you to create this anthology?
Well, I had had some experiences of my own and within my family, some stories that I had heard about that really piqued my curiosity. I have a great-grandmother who wrote her autobiography, and she told a story of growing up in rural Missouri, and she had some local fiddle players that would, you know, everyone would gather and they would play, but when the weather was too bad to get together in person, they would play their music over the telephone party line. And so everyone would take the phones off the receiver and they would listen through the party line and dance and all of that. And it's one of those stories that is so charming and unexpected that I thought, well, I wonder what other people are experiencing with music out there, because we think we know all there is to know, but there are so many stories that we have yet to hear. So I wanted to reach out and see what other experiences with music people were having.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We talk about the healing power of music right in the introduction, the first pages of the book. You talk about your brother who passed away, and the music is where you kind of found healing from that experience.
That's right. I grew up in a pretty musical family. My parents both played guitar and sang to us, and my brother and I both played music, and we would write and sing songs together quite a bit. And so when he passed away unexpectedly in 2008, you can imagine it was quite tragic. So to deal with that, I really found him again through music and was able to say goodbyes and spend time with him. I wrote a lot of music the year he passed and felt like really that he was my muse, and that together we were just able to be together again. It was quite an amazing experience.
And certainly that experience is not unique. In fact, there is one of the stories in the book. You talk about a gentleman who battled depression, and using music kind of helped him battle that disease.
That's right. That story is called Beyond the Sand, and it's about the founder of the U-Rock Foundation. His name is Joseph Pinola. And he started struggling with depression as a kid, and he dealt with this for a very long time, even attempted suicide a couple of times. And it's very sad, but also very inspiring, because through music he has been able to cope with that depression.
Mm-hmm.
And he has also, with his experience in the music industry, he's been in the music industry for quite a while. He's formed relationships with several rock bands and musicians, and he had, you know, heard similar stories from them, but they also struggled with depression. And so what he wanted to do with this U-Rock Foundation is to capture their testimonials of how music has helped them to deal with that. And that really helps people who are struggling with depression to feel like they're not alone. And this is also helping to spread awareness about depression and battle stigmas that are associated with that.
Wow. And again, music being the catalyst for all of this. And again, you talk about the wealth of human experience. You mentioned how your background is from a very musical family. There's a story in the book about children and their experience with music, children who have no family. It's a story set in an orphanage in Haiti, I believe, was it?
That's right. That's right. And that's actually a story from Heidi Swedberg, who you might know as Susan on Seinfeld. It's kind of funny. No one would have expected that today she is a ukulele player, but she is. That's what the story is about. She's a talented ukulele player and teacher. And this story is, as you said, in Haiti, and it's in an orphanage where she spent some time. She brought them, the kids, all ukuleles, and she taught them how to play. And she also, while she was there, learned some of their musical traditions that she incorporated into a song that she wrote that is also part of her story, which is really cool. And it's part of the book, and people can hear that themselves.
It really is the universal language, isn't it? I mean, you know, again, through the book, you get stories from all over the world, and you really come to discover, we say it all the time, music is the universal language, but it really is true.
It absolutely is, and it is, even for, you know, people who can't hear very well or hear at all, it's something that people are still close to. I have, even though I don't have any stories of that in this particular book, I had several submissions from even deaf people that had, you know, experiences with music. It really is something that touches everybody in one way or another, and this book really captures that, and it inspires people to even recognize maybe things they haven't realized how music touches their lives.
Yeah, I you mentioned all of the submissions. I understand from reading some of the notes here on the book, there were more than 1,000 submissions for the book. Obviously, there are not 1,000 stories in the book. I mean, how do you whittle down all of those incredible stories to what ends up in the book?
It was so difficult, and I was blown away by the response when I put out a call for submissions, but I really wanted to focus on stories that would inspire and stories that were universal in a way. I mean, and there were so many stories that were just so touching, I couldn't wait to share them. There's one of a woman who was a USO performer during the Vietnam War and entertained the troops. There's another story of a woman who taught Mozart's music to prison inmates.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've got all kinds of amazing stories that, you know, I really wanted to capture, again, something that would represent that universality of music.
Yeah, you mentioned the teaching Mozart in Stone Mountain Prison. That one really grabbed my attention, because you talk about something that you would think those two things would not necessarily go together.
Right, but here you have these prison inmates that you learn through this poem that music touches them in an unexpected way, and this teacher goes into, and, you know, teach them about Mozart and his music, and unexpectedly they're like loving it. And these people who are humbled and had been through so much, it's making a difference in their lives.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, when you put all of these stories together, what did you take away from this? I mean, obviously going in, you knew, you had some knowledge of the, you know, the power of music. I mean, that's what led you to create the book. But I'm sure that there were things that you discovered that were unexpected and so on. At the end of the day, what do you take away from all of this?
Well, as much as I wanted to pull together stories that would inspire other people. I am incredibly inspired by the stories that I received. And even more that I hadn't had the opportunity to share in Volume 1, I'll be able to share in Volume 2 and beyond. But I took away from this so much inspiration and, you know, a reminder that music is just so key in my life and in the lives of others. And, again, all over the world.
Yeah.
Even when we – that global perspective, I think, is something I was probably a little more surprised at, like how important it was in, like, every culture I heard from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really – that piece really – caught me
yeah.
by surprise.
What I love about this, and again, we mentioned it earlier, if your exposure to music is limited to just whatever, you know, popular music you happen to like, whether it's country or pop or, you know, whatever it might happen to be, if that is the whole of your experience with music, this is a wonderful book because there is so much more out there that encompasses the entire world, and these stories and how music connects with all of these lives is really fascinating. You mentioned that this is only Volume 1. There are more to come, right?
That's right. Volume 2 will be out this fall, and it's available for pre-order now. If I can mention my website.
Absolutely.
It's storiesofmusic.com. Volume 1 is available there, and Volume 2 is available for pre-order. And later, when I start taking submissions for Volume 3, that's where it'll be happening.
All right. We will link up to that on our webpage as well, goodmornings.net. If you want to check out this book, Stories of Music, the title, Holly Tripp, thanks very much for taking the time, and certainly continued success.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
We've got the link at goodmornings.net if you want to get more information about the book. And again, kind of interactive. You get samplings of all of this world music. It really is amazing stuff. Think of how many different types of music are out there. So, by the way, speaking of music, the Youth Theater musical production of Godspell coming up this weekend. We've got tickets to that and some great music at the Soulshine Blues Festival this weekend. We'll learn more about that later this hour as well. Much more to come as Good Mornings continues. Terry Mercer is going to be here to talk more about Soulshine. Mississippi.
Long, long way from
home. I just like saying that. Mississippi.
Got no one to talk to.
By the way, there is one item here on the school list. Arlington, bus number 9, running about a half hour late today. That's not a full school delay or anything like that. Arlington, bus number 9, about a half hour behind. When stuff like that is out there, we always have it posted on our webpage, of course, WFIN.com or goodmornings.net. Click on the school delays link. You can also get that information in an instant text or email alert. Whenever we get it, you'll be the first to know. You can sign up for those text or email alerts, again, at our webpage, WFIN.com or goodmornings.net, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda, the McDonald's restaurants of Findlay and Blanchard Valley Health System. Click on school delays for all of the information.
Day by day. Day by day.
Putting on Godspell this weekend.
Love me more, dear.
We've got tickets, family four-pack of tickets to the Youth Theater production of Godspell Saturday evening at 7 p.m. And this is at First Presbyterian Church, the great room there in South Main Street. If you would like to go with the family to see that show, and the kids at Youth Theater do a great job. And this is such a neat show, too, so that should be a lot of fun. If you would like to go on us, you give me a call during the news break, 419-425-1346.
888-458-1FIN, and we'll set you up with those tickets.
Day by day, day by day, day by day.
A lot of great music from that show, including that song. So give me a call during the break, and we'll set you up with those U Theater tickets. And coming up in the next half hour, details on the 21st Annual Soul Shine Blues Festival. It's all about music this hour. Good Mornings continues.
The Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
I always get told by my family, Dad, they don't get you. Just try to be quiet. Don't say things to people. So I'm walking by a guy, and his dog dropped the log right in the middle of the street, like right there. And as I'm walking by, I said to the guy, is that yours or the dog's? Stop dead. Just turned his head like, awesome. I don't get you. Weekdays at 10 on 1330 WFIN.
A blues song. That is a blues song right there. That is a blues tune.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mean
right
old
on.
World.
Yeah.
Mean old world. My little Mississippi. You gotta roll the essence in that. It's Mississippi. Terry Mercer is here from the First Step Healthy Family Resource Center. It is that time again. The 21st annual Soul.
It's a mean old world.
Yes, yes, it is. This Saturday, the 24th, The doors will open at 3 and the music starts at 4. So we have a great lineup, as usual. Our headliner for this year is Mississippi Heat. Mm-hmm. You just heard some great blues harmonica there from Pierre.
Okay.
And then the lead singer is female this year, Inetta. And she actually has an Etta James vocal style to her. So one of my favorite blues singers, Etta. And second on the list is Rocky Lawrence. And Rocky is going to be doing an acoustic set on Robert Johnson, all of Robert Johnson tunes. And Robert Johnson is considered, you know, he sold his soul to the devil at the, you know, Crossroads, you know, the song Crossroads that Stones did. Okay, that's a Robert Johnson tune. So he is actually the official. He's been playing for many years. He was a part of, he played for a while with Hubert Sumlin, who we've had at Soul Shine, who's since passed. But Hubert was Howlin' Wolf's guitar player. So that's going to be an awesome, awesome show, part of the show. And then our local band this year is going to be Bud Mowry and the All-Star Blues Band, who are gifted musicians out of the Tiffin area that have pulled together, and they're doing a special presentation for Soul Shine this year. So we're really excited. Yes.
Very cool. How many people do you imagine over the years that you have introduced to soul music? To, you know, because this is not necessarily the, you know, first thing that people think of.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think sometimes blues is kind of misunderstood a little bit.
Yeah.
Because people think it's this down, sad, total. It's actually dancing music.
Yeah.
And the reality of it is that rock and roll is the baby of the blues.
Yes.
So every kind of, like, if you like Elvis.
You mentioned the Stones.
Absolutely.
The Stones tunes. Stones have done a lot of blues tunes and a lot of blues-inspired, you know,
absolutely.
Like classic
and Keith Richards is actually on Rocky Lawrence's new CD coming out.
Yeah.
So there's... Yeah. Quite an attachment there. Absolutely.
So a lot of folks have been introduced to.
Yeah. If you think of Elvis Presley and you think of the song Hound Dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's done by Big Mama Thornton originally. Mm-hmm. That was not his song. It was a blues song by an awesome blues lady. So,
So it's a terrific event. And of course, not only the music, great food.
Oh, absolutely. Because... We have awesome food. We have the best barbecue. Jason Carter out of Hog Sauce Catering Barbecues. This is his second year there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy. The food is just delicious. And, of course, Elaine from Main Street Deli has been with Soul Shine since the beginning. So 21 years, Elaine's red beans and rice and her seafood jambalaya. She brings it out the best in her food at Soulshine. We have this year our two guitars that we have in one of our raffles. The first guitar is our Epiphone Les Paul Standard Plus Top. It's a gorgeous guitar, electric guitar. And then our other guitar is the Cigar Box guitar, handmade by Roger Jones. Yes, this is his third or fourth year donating these guitars that he makes. And this year's is this, I was taken back, it's a red enamel cigar box. So it's very, it's like one of these more modern cigar boxes.
How many people have, you know, a handmade guitar? I mean,
not many.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, if you're a guitar player, I mean, that's like the thing, I would imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And both guitars, awesome. Great opportunity for winning those prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We also this year have been having just a wonderful outpouring of donations to our Top Hat raffle. We have over 45 baskets, items, and they're all great stuff. Cornhole boards, every kind of thing you can possibly imagine we've got in our Top Hat raffle.
Yeah. Of course, as we mentioned, this is all a big fundraiser. I mean, it is the big fundraiser for First Step Healthy Family Resource Center. Talk a little bit about what it is that you do.
Okay. We are a comprehensive family intervention center in which we have a domestic violence shelter for women and children. Mm-hmm. We have a healthy education class called Passages for how do you build healthy relationships. We have parenting programs. We have fatherhood classes and groups. The past 2 years, we've had a couple new things. We do a family shirt day. We just did our family shirt day in late August. And that's when, if you wear a First Step t-shirt, which is really, we've got a great logo, these family dancing in the air, kids can come and participate totally for free. This year we had Roman Railroad Train out there. We had cotton candy, great time. For kids and parents alike. And we also had our first artisan market this year, because we also have a women's enrichment series, which is open to any women who are interested in coming. This is our third year. We do all kinds of classes on everything from cooking with honey to healthy lifestyle choices with herbs and that sort of thing. So our focus is on helping families that are struggling and helping families that are not struggling get stronger. Mm-hmm. So the focus is, what can we do? And families take lots of different shapes and forms.
Sure.
How can we help to make that unit, which the family unit is the most important component we have in our culture. The stronger our families are, the stronger our culture is. Mm-hmm. It's like that cornerstone of a building, same thing, cornerstone of society.
So. Yeah. And one of the things that I love about what you do at First Step is the recognition that really, regardless of where a family is, as long as there's the desire to get better, there is hope.
That's right.
You know, you don't give up on anyone.
No, absolutely not. And hope is essential. I mean, it's essential. And so people come in all kinds of different shapes and forms and situations. And sometimes our job, too, is to help them see that there is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great event. And I feel, of course, I'm kind of biased, but I feel that First Step is a really wonderful agency in our community. And I know that we've seen lots of changes in people's lives that have, I would say, actually saved them.
Yeah. Again, Soulshine Blues Festival, come soothe your soul.
Yes.
21st annual Soulshine Blues Festival. Details are Saturday. When does it all start?
It starts, the doors open at 3, the music starts at 4. It's in the ballroom in Bascom at Meadowbrook Park.
Mm-hmm. So a great venue.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful venue.
Fabulous venue, yes. It's really nice. And I understand the weather's going to be great as well.
It is.
So it's a nice venue because you get to step outside, come back in. It's in that lovely park, and it's air conditioning, so if it's a little hot outside, it's cool
it's
inside.
It's supposed to be beautiful, but then again, you're going to heat it up.
That's
so
right.
You'll probably
right.
have to kick on the
Absolutely.
Air at some point. You're going to be very hot. Great food and great music. How do folks get tickets?
Okay, they can get the ticket at the door, or if they want to get advance ticket, they can call 419-435-7300. We're on Facebook. They can contact us that way as well, and we can do a will hold at the door as well.
Very cool. $20?
$20.
$20. And that's everything. I mean, that's your food and
No,
not the food.
Yeah.
That's just the admission.
That's just the admission.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then the food on top of that. So I want to make sure that people have, because you're going to want to get there and, you know, make sure you have money for the food.
Right. Absolutely.
You're not going to want to miss that.
Yeah. Probably get your food early because we tend to, it's so good that it's gone by late. Within a few hours.
And of course, as you mentioned, all of the silent auctions and the raffles and all of that. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And again, Ms. Zippy Heat is the headliner.
Ms. Zippy Heat.
That's good stuff. Again, Terry Mercer with the First Step Healthy Family Resource Center. Talking about the Soulshine Blues Festival this weekend. We've got more details on our website. Terry, thanks very much for dropping by. As always, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Mississippi Heat. Leave us out. The weather is next.
Shopping is done. Got money left, baby. Let's go have some fun. It's time to party, baby. Time to shimmy and play. It's living up, darling. Let's dance the night away. Dance the night away.
It looks like it's going to be another beautiful day for this first day of fall. Autumn arriving at 10:21 this morning, to be exact. And it's not going to feel a whole lot like autumn. It is going to feel more like carbon copy of yesterday, which was a carbon copy of the day before. There's a carbon copy of the day before that. We do, however, cool down. It'll start to feel a lot like autumn once we get to the weekend, and we'll get to details on our forecast coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let's find out what's going on around the rest of the country. If you are traveling today,
a stalled out low is bringing heavy rain once again to eastern North Carolina, Virginia, and coastal sections of South Carolina. Some areas more than 10 inches of rain in the past 72 hours. Sunshine to the north, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. Scattered thunderstorms, South Florida. Gulf Coast will see some scattered thunderstorms. Corpus Christi to New Orleans with temperatures in the mid-90s. The Ohio River Valley will have clouds and partial sun today. It'll be in the 80s and 90s. Watch for showers and thunderstorms causing delays from Minneapolis to Milwaukee. Out west, heavy rainfall and strong thunderstorms, severe weather, Salt Lake City, southward into Arizona. It'll be cool from Boise up into Montana and across Wyoming, 50s and 60s for highs. Partial sunshine, Seattle and Portland, and some sun across California. I'm Mike Ellis.
Best part about fall is mornings like this, where it's 61 degrees in the Flag City. First alert forecast from News 11 meteorologist Chris Vickers, calling for a mostly sunny day again today. Middle 80s down to the low 60s tonight, and then a few more clouds, a bit of a cooler breeze tomorrow, and a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. Very autumn-like over the weekend. Partly sunny for the most part. Middle 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. Early on Saturday, there's a slight chance we might see a little bit of rain. Only about a 20% chance of. Don't even worry about it. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us on the program today. Remember, you can get more information on all of the topics that we talk about each day on the program at our webpage, goodmornings.net. We are always on 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Tomorrow, we finish up the week. Preview week number 5 of the high school football season. Hard to believe we're about halfway through it. And it is the new national pastime, celebrating America's binge-watching obsession. All the shows you will be binge-watching this season. Until tomorrow morning, that is Good Mornings for this morning. Now that you've had a good morning, go on out and make it a good day, okay? We'll see you tomorrow.
Good Mornings with Chris Oakes on 1330 WFIN, Findlay's News, Sports, and Weather Authority.